Cable Street? I mean, you don't know what it's like here. I can see that. But with the unmentionables around at Cable Street, it's best not to...
Listen, I'm not telling you to kick the door down and shout, "Put down those thumbscrews," said Vimes. I'm telling you we keep track of prisoners. When you arrest a man, you sign him over to Snoutley, don't you? When he leaves, Snoutley or the orderly man signs him out, doesn't he? It's basic custody discipline, man. So, if you hand a prisoner over to Cable Street, someone there gives you a signature. Understand? No one just disappears.
Knock's face showed a man contemplating an immediate future that contained fewer opportunities for personal gain and a greatly raised risk of being shouted at.
And just to make sure everyone understands, I'll ride the wagon tonight, said Vimes. But first, I'll take that lad Vimes out for a stroll and shake him up a bit.
He could do with it, said Knock. Can't get his mind right. Good with his hands, but you have to tell him everything twice.
Maybe I'll shout then, said Vimes.
Vimes!
Lance Constable Vimes shivered to attention.
We're going to take a stroll, lad, said Vimes. Time you knew what's what.
He nodded to Knock, took his younger self by the shoulder, and marched out.
What do you think, Sarge? Said Coates, coming up behind Knock as the sergeant glared at the departing back.
He likes you, said Knock bitterly. Oh, yes, apple of his eye, you are. You're his old pal. You're being bumped up to Lance Corporal.
Think he'll last?
I'll give him a couple of weeks, said Knock. I've seen him like that before. Big men in little towns coming here, thinking of the bee's nose. We soon cut him down to size. What do you think?
Dunno, Sarge, said Coates.
Still thinking.
Nosey's coppering, mind you, said Knock.
Bit too cocky, though. He'll learn. He'll learn. There's ways. We'll show him. Take him down a peg. Teach him how we do things around here.
End of CD 3.